his mouth. He directed that under the whole heaven, and his lightnings unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency. With his voice, great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. Out of the south cometh a whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. So by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world. Consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his clouds to shine? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him, which is perfect in knowledge? Thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass. Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason. Shall it be told him that plenty of judgment.